to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, it's Monday, and with Monday comes all things about Monday. I mean, you think about it. What happens to most of us when Monday rolls around? Well, usually, well, for a lot of us, not for all of us, but for a lot of us, we have the weekend off, meaning we have the weekend to go and do what we choose to do, to go about our daily business. We're probably, for the most part, not going to work. And, you know, in the coronavirus era, we're not necessarily going out and doing some of the things we'd like to do. So we're staying home. We're trying to social distance. We're trying to do the things that the government wants us to do so that at the end of the day, everyone can survive this thing. Now, we know that not everybody's going to survive. We know this is a deadly virus floating around. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of us are getting tired of the fact that this thing is there. It is tough to battle something that is invisible. But I think we're all determined to beat this thing back. I think we're all determined to get on with our lives. So one of the things I would like to talk about is that word determined. See, it gets tossed around a lot. I use it a lot. Other people use it a lot. Apparently, it's got some legal connotations to it. Apparently, it's got some mathematical connotations to it. But I'm looking more at the adjective of it, such as the definition of determined, which is having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. So what does that have to do with Monday? Well, it's got everything to do with Monday, because when we wake up Monday, we kind of snap back into the battle rhythm that we're working with for the day. In other words, we are focused on the things that Monday brings and the things that Monday creates for us in our lives. And usually that's a requirement to go to work. And usually that has a lot of responsibilities associated with it. But I want to snap back a little bit, and I want to address determination from the standpoint of long-term planning. Long-term financial planning. You see, we've all been taught the same thing. I mean, from cradle literally to grave, we've all been taught that, you know, you go to school, get good grades, get into a good school if you can. If not, you at least get a good job. If you do get into the good school, then you get the good grades, and then you get the good job. The end stated goal of all of that is to go get that job, because that job creates a W-2 income for you. It creates an ability for you to earn money. And for some of you, it's not a W-2 income. I get that. Some of you are self-employed, and you're working very hard. I know a lot of self-employed people, and you know, they're probably the toughest and hardest working people I've ever seen. But it makes me question what their long-term strategy is. What is their determination for getting to the end of the game? You see, we're all headed that way. We're all going in the same direction, and that's forward in time. We can't change it. We can't modify it. It's the way the world works, and it's the set of rules that we've been given. Now, coupled with that is the set of rules that society gave us, which are specifically designed to keep us working. I'm a firm believer in that. I think that when you kind of peel back the entire onion on society and you analyze what's going on in the bigger picture, I mean, pull yourself off the planet, go out to, I don't know, the space station and look back at the Earth. Okay, you need a bigger lens because you got to see the people moving around down there. But what's going on? You have a lot of people focused and determined on getting something accomplished. Maybe it's getting through the day. Maybe it's getting through the week. Maybe it's getting to retirement. But they're determined to achieve something, and they're resolved not to change it. And that becomes problematic when we're talking about retirement, because the path that I was told, the path that you were told, was basically go to work and continue to work. Unless you were born into money, your path to financial freedom or retirement was basically designed around a job. And it was focused on keeping you working and keeping you working and getting you to a point in your life, and hopefully you will amass a big enough pot of money that you'll be able to live a decent lifestyle or a very, you know, excellent lifestyle at the back end of that. The problem is there's no specific end state to that. In other words, if you're my age, I'm 56. If I hadn't already retired myself, I would still be on the hamster wheel of life. I would still be going to work. I would still be dealing with Monday. I would still be dealing with all of the things that I deal with on a daily and a weekly basis. It would just be repeated. You know, the crazy thing about Monday is it comes around 52 times every year. It gives you 52 opportunities to, you know, get focused on your life. And there's a lot of stuff out there that says, you know, you got to be positive, get focused, and do the things you need to do. And I'm going to ask you to challenge what you're focused on. I'm going to ask you to determine what you're determined to resolve. Are you determined to follow society's glide path to retirement? And if so, what does that look like for you? Well, I could paint a little picture for you. It's a big pot of money in a wheelbarrow, and you're walking to the end of a cliff, and what you're trying to do is make sure that you fall off the cliff before you run out of money. Yeah, I know, it's sad, isn't it? Versus a different modality where you can have income coming in on a monthly or a quarterly basis, and that income coming in helps to alleviate the fears of retirement. It alleviates the requirement of a W-2 job. It alleviates the requirement to be self-employed. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, stick around. I know it's Monday. I'm still trying to get my coffee in me, and we'll get back into this determination thing when we come back after break.
Dell Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Determination is the desire to get the job done and includes characteristics such as initiative, persistence, dominance, and drive. People with determination are willing to assert themselves, they're proactive, and they have the capacity to persevere in the face of obstacles. Now think about that for a minute. Does that not sum you up? I think it does. I think you're determined to be successful in a wide variety of areas. I really do. You know, you're probably determined to be an excellent father or mother. You're probably determined to be an excellent employee or business owner. You're probably determined to be, you know, a pillar of your community. Whatever it is you're focused on, whatever it is you're determined to do, that's the direction you're going to head in. And it has everything to do with a lot of the information that I've brought out on this particular show. It has to do with goals. It has to do with setting objectives. And what I want to try and do is tie it back into a goal and an objective that was set for you that you didn't necessarily set for yourself. See, somewhere along the line, as we grow up, as we go through school, as we get into the workforce, and we do the things that we need to do because we're determined to succeed, we start picking up paths that are given to us by other entities. In other words, society might give you the path or the goal of retirement. I mean, we all talk about it. I know I talk about retirement with the people I know. Sometimes they don't get what I do, and I can't change that. Or they think what I'm doing is very risky, and I can't change that either. I mean, I can change the fact that what I'm doing really isn't risky. I can't change the fact that they perceive it to be very risky because they don't know. Because what they're stuck with is they're stuck with society's path to retirement. And, you know, I've said it ad nauseum on this show before, so I'll say it again. So if you've heard me say it before, just kind of kick back, throw your feet up on the ottoman. I'll get past this. You know, we're all put on this roller coaster ride called a 401k or an IRA or a SEP or a Kiage or a Simple or a 403b or a, oh my goodness, I know there's probably another half dozen or more that I can't even think of that all equate to these different types of retirement plans. And these retirement plans are really geared to attempt to help you to get to a place of retirement. But they're all flawed because they all are really nothing more than glorified savings accounts. You take your money, you take your hard-earned money, and whether you take it pre-tax, whether you take it post-tax, it really doesn't matter. You take that money and you put it into a savings account. And that savings account may be linked to some different ways you can quote-unquote invest that money. In other words, you may be trading stocks or you may be trading mutual funds within those accounts. There are provisions that you can also buy real estate with those accounts. And I'll tell you, there are people out there that think that IRA, that 401k or whatever you've got is sacred because you've been told don't touch it. Stay determined. Stay focused on the prize. Stay focused on getting to where you're trying to get to. And some of you are doing a great job of trying to get there. Some of you are stumbling along the way. That doesn't change your determination. It just changes the situation you're dealing with. But let's peel the onion back a little bit farther. And what does retirement really look like? I mean, have you really sat down and figured out how much money you've got in these savings plans? And how you're investing in these savings plans. Now, if your 401k or your IRA was tied to is currently, well, I could say was, because some of you like pulled the exit trigger when the market tanked a couple months ago. How did that feel? How did it feel watching the stock market make a dramatic decrease in pricing and your money is tied to it? You know, it literally went down and erased the gains of 2 years. Now, it came back. Okay, I'll be the first one to say the market has come back. The Dow hasn't quite come back to where it was at, but the NASDAQ at least has come back. So a lot of you might be saying, whew, dodge that bullet. But did you really dodge a bullet? Because what happens in the future? What happens when the stock market goes through some kind of correction again or a crash and doesn't bounce back like it did this time? What do you do? Especially if you're close to retirement. How does that figure into your plan? Now, I'm going to give you a high five and say, whatever you're doing, as long as you're determined to get it done, that's a big win right there. But I would tell you that maybe you need to change the focus of what you're trying to achieve. Maybe you need to change the focus of your end stated goal. Maybe you need to change the focus of the vehicle that you're going to utilize to get you to that end stated goal. See, society doesn't tell you about real estate investing. They tell you it's risky, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money, takes a lot of blah, 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 blah. It doesn't. It really doesn't. You know, when you're properly educated, and you are focused on the end stated goal, and you're doing the things you need to do to get there, you will get there because you have determination. So for all of you that are, you know, currently in the stock market, that are currently in those 401ks and those IRAs, your determination is valuable. What I'm suggesting is maybe you change the path that you're on. You don't have to do it all at one night. You don't have to wake up Tuesday morning and go, okay, I'm selling all my stocks, I'm out of here. That would be a disaster, and that's what we want you to do. But what we would like you to do is to explore the possibilities. See, the path you're on right now, you're determined to work 30, 40, 50 years to retirement. And I'm telling you that there's a different path that you could follow where you could use that exact same determination and get that retirement done much faster. And then once you get that retirement done, then you can work on the lifestyle. Some of you, and I know this for a fact, some of you have enough money stuffed away in your 401ks or your IRAs that if you put that money to work in real estate, you'd be retired within a year. I've met people like you. I know it to be true. But you're concerned because you've been following a prescribed path for a long time. You're determined to succeed. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be determined. I'm just telling you, you should take a step back and reflect on what you're doing because the path you're on is flawed. I'm just telling you, it's flawed. You don't want to get to the age of 65 or 70 and find out, whoops, not enough money to retire. Or, you know, how long am I going to live as I start burning this money out? But what about my heirs? What if I wanted to leave some to them? Dilemma. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So what if you're determined to get to a point of retirement in your life, but you're lacking determination because you're doing something which you don't enjoy doing? Kind of an oxymoron, right? See, many of you know that you've got to get to a place of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And we'll just call that retirement. And you have a game plan, or at least you have some form of a game plan. Now, some of you don't have a game plan at all, and that is problematic. But for those of you that do at least have a game plan, you're determined to be successful. But you have to sit back and reevaluate that plan. And you have to determine whether or not the plan is going to get you where you're trying to get to. I mean, think about it. Let's say you've been working for the last, 10, 20 years, and you've been socking money away in that 401k or that IRA. Now, you know, some of you are getting matching company funds, you know, and the companies are happy to do that because they're just happy that they're not giving you a pension because a pension is much more expensive to them. This newfangled 401k IRA thing is just a convenient way for them to pass the retirement burden from themselves onto you. See, pensions are a dying breed. It's just the way it is. Can't change it. Not going to try and change it. But you have to understand the operating environment that you're in. But more importantly, look to the future. If you've been working 10 or 20 years and you haven't achieved retirement yet, you almost have to sit back and ask yourself a simple question, which is, why am I not there yet? And then when you realize that you're not successful in getting where you're trying to get to, unless, of course, you've bought into the whole hook, line, and sinker of, well, you got to do this for 35, 45 years. Yeah, that's one of the conditions of the current retirement plan. So, where are you at? I mean, you've been doing the same thing for 10, 20 years. How come you're not retired? How come you can't just pull the plug and walk away from everything you're doing? It's because the retirement plan that you're following does not include some very important components that real estate provides. See, real estate provides different types of income streams. There's different ways to make money in real estate that you can't make investing in your 401k or IRA. Now, some of you say, well, wait a minute, I know for a fact I can invest from my IRA and my 401k. Yeah, you can. But here's the thing. Everything that you do goes right back into that account. You don't get to write off depreciation. You don't get any of that stuff. It all goes back into that account. And you're conditioned to keep that account whole, because you've been told you've got to do this for your entire life. That's the secret to retirement. Keep saving money away. Keep socking it away. Save your way to retirement. You're determined to do that. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It really doesn't. It just means that you haven't been given all the information about what is available out there for you. And that's why I'm here. I'm determined to help you understand that real estate is a viable option to what you're doing. And you don't have to just quit your job to start investing in real estate. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't quit your job to start investing in real estate unless you've got so much money socked away that you can get real estate up and running pretty quickly. But even then, I wouldn't advise you to do that. I would advise you to transition appropriately. But that's a big problem, isn't it? Because you hadn't even thought about that. You've been so determined to follow the path that society gave you. You woke up this morning on a Monday morning determined to continue to do what you've been doing over and over and over again. And now you're thinking about, well, what if retirement doesn't have to wait until I'm 65 or 70? Maybe there's an exit strategy for me. And you know what? Maybe there is an exit strategy for you. And I'm determined to help you understand that. See, what I want for you is nothing more than I achieved for myself, which is to get out of the rat race, to walk away from that hamster wheel of doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And along the way, you know, there may be some job changes. There may be some layoffs. There might be some financial catastrophes along the way. But you're determined to get to that age of 65 or 70 and have a big chunk of money. And you're hoping that nothing happens along the way to impact that chunk of money. So you're starting to think now. You're starting to kind of pull back from the problem and view it from a different lens. Society is doing what society wants. Society is doing what's in its best interest. And what's in its best interest is having you on that long-term hamster wheel. Just saying. And I'll tell you, retirement as we know it, based on the plan that we're following, there are very few people that get to that point of retirement where they can live very comfortably off of the money that they've saved. And even in doing so, still leave some of that money to their heirs. Now, real estate kind of turns it 180 degrees around. We're focused on getting you retired in 5 years or less. We're focused on getting you to that place of retirement so that you can start building the passive income so that you can develop that lifestyle, so that that lifestyle perpetuates. And the difference is, instead of you consuming your money in retirement, real estate provides a mechanism to where that asset pays you money. So you're not consuming your wealth, you're maintaining your wealth, and that wealth is throwing off livable cash flow. Kind of a different scenario. Totally different than what your financial planner told you. Yeah, I know you went in and sat down with your financial planner. They pulled out that beautiful, you know, dream book or whatever they use, and they show you all the pictures of the big houses and the cars and the yachts, and you know, all you got to do is save your way to $1 million and you're good to go. I don't even know if $1 million is enough anymore. I really don't. And the scary part is, remember I said some of you can make it? That means the rest of you don't make it. That means that when you get to the point of retirement, you either realize you don't have enough money to retire, or you try and retire and consume that money only to find out that you live longer than you have money. Huge problem. But you're still determined to go down that road. You are, because you've been conditioned. You've been trained. Your mind and your body has been conditioned that this is the way things are supposed to be. And I'm here to tell you, there's a completely different road you can go down. And you ought to check it out. You really ought to. What you ought to do is get yourself into Lifestyles Unlimited and figure out what the possibilities are. You know, we're giving these free workshops. We're doing them virtually so that we can keep yourself safe. We can keep ourselves safe. We can do all the things that prevent us from getting the coronavirus. And you should be a part of that. I think it's important to test the waters. I think it's important to at least come out and get the information. And it's that information that's going to do for you what needs to be done, which is to potentially get you retired in 5 years or less. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about determination today. I know I'm beating that word to death, and you know it's just the way it's going to be, because you must be determined. And I'll tell you, I don't have to tell the majority of you out there to be determined, because I get it. You have determination. You are doing the things that you believe are correct in order to get you to a place of financial freedom somewhere in your life. But the rule book that you're following, it just doesn't work. It really doesn't work. I mean, I can go to the internet and I can find all kinds of statistics out there that will flat out prove to you that what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. Now, I'm not going to do that because I'm not big on rubbing salt into wounds. I just don't think that is the fair thing to do. And I know a lot of you are focused on doing the right thing. I know that none of you are looking for get rich quick schemes or anything like that. You're just looking for the path to your dreams. I mean, there's another way to put it. After all, do we not, as employees, at some point in our lives, focus on retirement? I mean, you go in for the job interview. They talk about, you know, what the hiring process is going to look like, and then if you're the one who is selected for the job, then you know they talk about your performance package or your pay package or whatever they call those things nowadays. And a lot of them have a component that's like a 401k. And a lot of you that don't have 401ks, you have met with a financial planner and they've helped put you into IRAs. So that tells me that you are determined to get to retirement. But if you're on the wrong map, if you're following the absolute wrong map, you will not get to where you're trying to get to. It may seem like you're going the right direction. It may seem like you're accomplishing something, and there's going to be dips in the road along the way. But are you really getting to where you're trying to get to? And I think for the majority of you, the answer is no. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm not trying to poke you in the chest. I'm really not. What I'm trying to do is share with you a different approach. A different approach to getting where you're trying to get to. I mean, you're already determined. We don't have to fix that in you. You've got that. You've got strong determination. We've just got to change the game, so to speak. We have to change the playing field that you're on. Because you won't get there. Okay, 5% of you are going to get there doing what you're doing. So the rest of you, 95%, what does that look like? Well, it kind of looks like, in my eyes, it looks like failure. Now, I'm not calling you a failure. I'm not telling you you're a failure. Please don't infer that. That is the farthest from the truth. But when you're following a path that is doomed to fail, and you can look it up on the internet, go ahead, do your own research. Go to the library. I don't care where you get your information from. Look how successful people are following the path that you're following. And then look up how people are successful by investing in real estate. You're going to find A Tale of Two Cities. I don't know. That was a book. But where do you want to be? Are you determined to get there, or are you just determined to follow a path? I think you're determined to get there. And the key thing is, we've got to get you informed as to what real estate can do for you, because it will get you to where you're trying to get to a lot faster. So that determination you have is going to multiply and help you achieve the results you're looking for. There, I said it. Think about it. One little rental house that you can buy can throw off $400 a month in passive cash flow. In other words, that's positive money coming in. That's after your resident pays their rent and you pay all the associated expenses with operating that property. $400 a month for one property. Now, some of you are thinking, well, $400, well, maybe that's not a big chunk of money. Well, I think it is. I think if you're not getting $400 from your investments right now, that's sad. And you think about it, $400 a month, when you annualize that, that's $4,800 a year. That's almost $5,000. $5,000 from one rental house. That's like giving yourself a $5,000 a year salary increase. So you think about what your annual salary is. When's the last time your boss gave you a raise? Yeah. Don't know there's a lot of raises going on right now, considering what's going on in the current environment. But think about it. One house can produce an additional $5,000 a year for you. So imagine what 10 houses can do. Yeah, the math is easy. $50,000. And is it enough to retire yourself? Well, it depends. Maybe you need more. Maybe you don't. I don't know what your current situation is. Maybe you're spending a lot of money you don't need to spend that could just go away so that you don't have to replace that money. Interesting. But you're still determined to retire. So might as well take a look at what your alternatives are. Because what you're doing, like I said, there's a lot of you just following blindly society's lead. Keep chunking that money into some type of savings plan. Keep chunking it into a mutual fund. Hopefully get that 7 or 8% return per year. You know, the returns of real estate are a lot better than that. They are a lot better. And when I'm talking about that one single family house that can produce that $5,000 a year, I'm just talking about the cash flow. I haven't talked about any captured equity that you may have obtained by acquiring that property. I haven't talked about the fact that property can go up in price, tends to double every 10 to 20 years, depending on location. You get a little thing called principal pay down. So every month when you make that mortgage payment, a portion of that payment goes to reduce the principal owed on that property, thus increasing your equity, thus increasing your wealth. And I didn't even talk about the tax advantages. Man, the tax advantages, pretty amazing. You know, you can take depreciation on that property, and you can depreciate a good chunk of the income or the cash flow that property produces. In other words, you can reduce the tax liability associated with that cash flow. It's true. You can do it. I do it. You can do it too. We've got 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are all taking advantage of that. You should be a part of it. You really should. At least take the time to see what we're all about. It's that simple. We're not going to hard sell you. We're not into that. You're either in or you're out. It's the way we kind of look at it. Once you see what we do, we're pretty convinced that you're going to be in and that you're going to be on that road to retirement in 5 years or less. And you're going to be using passive income instead of that money that comes from your job or your self-employment gig or your contractor gig to sustain yourself. You see, you start getting one property and you get another property and then you get another property. And it gets easier and easier, and it compounds the amount of money coming in, which reduces the amount of money you're trying to replace. Pretty cool system, and it works. It works exceptionally well. But you got to check it out, and you've got to check out one of our virtual free workshops, because we're doing them right now, and they're a great experience. They're an absolute great experience. So go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of those events. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.